Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Kind of a seesaw ride today, Scott. We're talking about problems and then good things and then difficulties, and now we're going to talk about something else that could be a very major positive for this area. We just talked about the looming technology gap in terms of the number of top engineers being turned out by the United States as opposed to China and some other developing countries. But Lansing doing very well in terms of advanced manufacturing. And our next guest, Jeff Mason, Executive Director of the University Research Corridor. Hello, Jeff. How are you?
I'm great, Jack. Glad to be with you tonight.
Well, I want to talk about the manufacturing jobs. I know during this campaign, manufacturing has been hammered by Virge Bonnero. He says, don't forget about manufacturing. We're not done in this state as a manufacturing entity. And more than two-thirds of Michigan's manufacturing jobs considered high tech. That can't be said by a lot of states.
Well, I think that's a great strength and a great asset for our state and for our state's future. You know, we released a report last week by the Anderson Economic Group that looked at manufacturing because at the university level, we really see that connection between research activities and the translation of that research to help manufacturers be successful in a global economy. And, you know, 10% of our economy is still in the advanced manufacturing area, so it's a significant part, and it means over 380,000 people working in 11,000 firms across the state of Michigan.
To what do you attribute the success of that effort in the state of Michigan when some other states have struggled and seen that number fall off precipitously?
Well, it's not to say that we haven't struggled on the manufacturing front as well within the state, but I think in that core area of advanced manufacturing where, you know, we really have a strong presence. We have two-thirds of all the advanced manufacturing activities in the Midwest are centered in Michigan. I think you attribute part of it to our strong research universities, Michigan State University, U of M, and Wayne State, which comprise the University Research Corridor and account for over $1.4 billion annually in research and development, and the engineering and faculty talent that exists at these three world-class research institutions.
Jeff, would you say that Michigan is in a unique situation there? Certainly there are other states that have a number of outstanding universities. Is it that Michigan's research universities are doing a better job, or is it because of the coordination and cohesion of the University Research Corridor, something you know very well?
Well, I think it is. It's a combination of both, Jack. I mean, it's, you know, it's no silver bullet, but you know, when we can align the resources of these three world-class universities, I think we, you know, are much stronger in competing with not only the region and nationally, but also on a global basis. And you know, look no further than the FRIB, a facility for rare isotope beams here that's coming to East Lansing at MSU, in terms of that collaboration and support that exists between, you know, the university system and the companies that are spinning out of some of the research that's taking place here in East Lansing, like Red Cedar Technology, which is a technology company helping manufacturers automate and increase their productivity in terms of their design process and shorten that design process up. So, you know, it's about doing things better, doing things faster, and doing things smarter, and we think the universities play a significant role in helping to do that.
Among the study's findings, we're talking about the report prepared by Anderson Economic Group, a third of the research and testing jobs in the Midwest are based in Michigan. Now, people may say, well, of course, you've got the automobile industry. That's only logical, but we know what's happened to the auto industry jobs. And I'm glad you mentioned FRIB, because that shows that it doesn't always have to have four wheels to be technology.
Well, I think that's a great point, Jack. I think, you know, traditionally we've talked and really think of manufacturing in terms of the automotive sector, but you know, it crosses, you know, a wide range of industries and sectors, whether it's pharmaceutical manufacturing, whether it's manufacturing for defense industries like Demmer and other companies here in the region, or manufacturing down at Dowding for the wind and the solar industry.
Right.
In manufacturing and advanced manufacturing really has kind of an underlying pinning in our economy that cuts across a lot of sectors and a lot of regions and areas and communities of our state.
And Jeff, last question. Let's look ahead very quickly. What's the next big thing?
Well, Jack, if I knew that for sure, I'd probably bet the mortgage
right now
on it. But
yeah.
I think there's some great strengths and opportunities for the state. Certainly, we think advanced manufacturing is one area. The life sciences is another. We think also alternative energy. I think it's placing a lot of calculated bets in a lot of different areas that really is going to be the future of the Lansing region and the state's economy overall.
Jeff Mason, Executive Director of the University Research Corridor, Michigan State University of Michigan, Wayne State University. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Jack. Have a great evening.
We'll be back with Hour 2. Fred Heumann, WLNS TV6, up next on Ebling & You.